Welcome to Jimmy and the Sandman.
My apologies. That's supposed to begin with "Welcome to Thoughts of the High Life," brought to you by Jimmy and the Sandman.
I'm sorry. Line.
Cut. Cut over. Okay. Very good. We're 10 seconds in. We're doing horrific. All
okay.
Right. Go ahead. Scene one, two.
It's quiet. Okay. Well, Shut the fuck up. I got it. Take two. "Welcome to Thoughts of the High Life," by Jimmy and the Sandman. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm the Sandman. And the creepy, heavy breathing you hear in the background, it's not one of us. It is our mascot and pet dog, Hefsek.
He's a 45-year-old asthmatic dog.
Yeah.
Literally. That's what I call him.
He snores all night long, and it is extremely hard to get any sleep. But he's lovely. He chases squirrels and, you know, shit's outside, so it's nice.
Yeah.
As long as he's potty trained. But, you know, getting on with it, this is what you should be doing before you listen to our podcast. You're supposed to get in the right headspace so that you can understand the thoughts of the high life. Got to get to the high life to understand the thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. So, Jimmy, what's on the menu to speak about today? What's on the discussion menu?
I don't know why. I feel like I'm on the Ed Sullivan Show right now for some reason. Just the way you said that.
I'm not aware of the reference. Fill me in.
You don't know Ed Sullivan?
I do not know this Ed Sullivan of which you speak.
It's an old school like talk show from like the 50s.
Why would I know what that is? What part of the 50s culture would be...
Okay, you know what I Love Lucy is, right?
Yeah, but I didn't, like, watch it. Like, I know the four basic characters, but I can't tell you... I know, like, one episode where she's stealing chocolates out of a factory. Which, by the way, in employment law, that is theft. That is a horrific amount of theft that both her and her friend Ethel...
That's white privilege, bro.
How was that white privilege?
She didn't get arrested, nothing. She just went home after that.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, if one of the little Asian workers that they had pictured with her had eaten that, they would have been on the first boat back.
Yeah, seriously.
They were racist. They'd be Japanese citizens of the United States. They'd be like, we're going to send you back to China.
Well,
it's like, I don't even know what that means. I don't speak the language. I don't have any family. Like, horrific.
Well, let's talk about I Love Lucy for a second. Okay. I just want to air...
I have grievances
with I Love Lucy. Well, not one. It's just... It's so sexist.
Well, yeah, it's a product of its time.
Ricky's putting... There was domestic violence on that show. Ricky, when Lucy broke her promise to not buy that purse, Ricky put her over his lap and spanked her. That's how the episode ended. With Lucy crying.
See, that sounds more like BDSM, like softcore pornography. Like, that's how the cable company started. They're like, this is how we test the waters. Let a Cuban man spank a white woman on TV. Let's see how it works. Like, that's kind of their... I think that was like their litmus test for a whole bunch of different...
You think so?
That's my opinion on it.
I don't know, man. I mean, have you ever heard the real story of Lucy and Ricky?
I know she chain smoked regularly.
Okay, well, they did. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. She chain smoked a horrendous amount of cigarettes.
I'm glad we're on the same day.
Yeah. No.
Ricky
in real life, Desi Arnaz was a real asshole. He cheated on her with pretty much everything that moved. And, get this, he slapped her once. According to the autobiography and the movie.
Oh my god, one time? That's like, he's a saint in the 40s if he only slapped her one time.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm not at all condoning violence. That is fine. I am just saying, at that time, that is not
you,
that
horrific. You really feel sad for Lucy. It was just really bad. Like,
he's like, Lucy, I'm home. She's like, fuck! I gotta get it. It puts a whole new spin on the show. That catchphrase is now like a whole new slogan. Oh my god, that should be the new slogan for domestic violence. Lucy, whoa. I'm home. Oh my god,
Like, what was that one show, The Honeymooners, where he's like always threatening to hit his wife?
Oh, that one. See, that one I know because like the memes were like, "Why yada yada, one of these days, Alice," or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I've seen that parodied quite a bit, so that's... I understand that one.
Okay. Yeah. That's terrible. That is terrible.
Every... Yeah, see, but nobody, even like the women were laughing at the time because they were just like, oh, haha, she's just a dumb little like broad. And I'm just like, oh my God, you are perpetuated. You are, dude, okay, this kind of goes full circle because I know you wanted to talk, Jimmy, about Egyptian women because that was kind of a big thing for you. So this can tie back because...
It was a big thing for me? What was the thing with Egyptian women?
This was a topic that you aimed to pursue today. But anyway, please, let me finish, and you will understand. But I feel like Egyptian women, and this might be actually very much true for all, the entire immigrant population, a lot of them are the ones who are, like, perpetuating the sexism, the women. Because, like, let me tell you this, there's a lot of times where there has been... you know, a cousin or something that wants to do something. And then the women are the ones stopping her. Not like the boy, the uncles are like, oh, that's fine, whatever. And the women are like, no, 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 we don't have girls that do that. Like, our girls don't do that. And they're just like, kind of holding them down. And I feel like that's really, like, they're like, what you would, in the Latin culture, you'd call machismo, or what in the, you know, Egyptian or the Arab or the African, all of them, different cultures, they have that, like, men patriarchal, like centric, whatever.
Yeah,
it's very you know, the men don't even have to try hard to keep control because the women are like keeping the other women in control.
Yeah,
it's almost like a pimp situation, but the men aren't even trying to pimp them. It's kind of like you got that bottom bitch that keeps everybody in line, and it's terrible. But it's just like it was awful because you see it a lot with the older generations, like especially my grandmas would be the worst with that. Like, she'd like, they're so gearing them towards marriage. They're like, how are we going to marry you when you keep going out to party? And I'm just like, that's how you find a mate here. You know,
when my parents got divorced, my family was upset. Like, our extended family was upset. And they're like, are your kids telling people that you're divorced? Mom was like, yeah, so what?
Culturally, it's like...
Yeah. No, and then my aunt was literally like, how are my kids supposed to get married when she has an uncle who's divorced?
Yeah.
And I was like...
It's terrible, like, how much they consider that a problem. Not even the divorce part, but, like, how far it spreads. Yeah. It's not even like, oh, he had a divorce before his parents. It's like, oh, no, his uncle's cousin's dog peed on his lawn one time. Like, can't get married. Like,
no,
the disrespect.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. Even, like, distant cousins are, like, upset about it, you know? Yeah. Like, like, people I've never even met. They're like,
dude, it's like, honestly, it's those feuds, like the Hatfields and McCoys or whatever. It's like nobody actually knows what the hell's
going
on.
Imagine I have like cousins in the middle of like a wedding. Yeah. And the wedding's just called off. Yeah. It's over. Oh, you have an uncle who's divorced.
Speaking of weddings, greatest thing ever happened at an Egyptian wedding that I went back for in Egypt. The priest, he tells, you know, the person who's doing the hymn, he's just like, go a little long for me.
Oh.
And he steps outside and has a cigarette in the middle of the wedding ceremony. He's like, fuck your wedding, I need a stogie. And just told the guy to sing a little bit longer. And everybody watched him have a cigarette outside in the wedding. Oh, it was the single greatest wedding experience I have ever had. Oh my God.
See, that's what I love about, like, that's what I love about Egypt. Egypt's amazing. If you haven't been to Egypt, you should go.
After it settles down. Also, go with an Egyptian. No. Otherwise, you will get robbed out of your mind.
No, you will not.
Yes, you will.
I didn't get robbed.
Yes, because you're Egyptian, and you also toured with Egyptians. I'm telling people who are not Egyptian, you know, somebody who might be born in America, never have, you know, socialized with Egyptian people, and is just like, I want to travel and see the pyramids. That is great, and that is great for the tourism of Egypt, and I encourage you to go travel the world.
Honestly.
But in Egypt, I would stick with the tour guide, because he will give you, or she will give you, the inside stuff, and will also make sure you don't get ripped off. Because, let me tell you this, in front of the museums, you can see the signs written in Arabic, if you read Arabic. Or if you don't, I'll I'll fill you in so you don't have to waste your time interpreting. It says if you're an Egyptian citizen, it costs you £5. If you're a non-Egyptian citizen who speaks Arabic, it's £20.
Okay,
well, for everyone else, it's like 100. So all you have to do is know a couple words. Okay. And see, like, you can't, it's the thing about that, because, like, the tour guide will buy tickets.
Robbery.
No,
you
it is.
Say, you can't say that's robbery. That's just bad policy.
It's not, like, business, here's really. Here's how it was explained to me, and it actually makes sense. It's because, like, with the exchange rate, that £100 is literally, like, $4 or $5.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a great entry price for a museum.
Yeah.
But, you know, being an Egyptian citizen and reading that, I'm kind of like, I want to pay the £5 and get in like on a nickel or yeah. whatever, or a quarter, or whatever it is, as opposed to having to pay like the $100 or the £100 or the £20 or whatever it is. But they do that so the, you know, the locals can go too.
Yeah. Because
if you made every entrance £100, for us, that's $5. But for them, that's the equivalent of like 100 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it becomes extremely difficult. So they do that for that reason. But it just kind of, you know, really pissed me off that I was not given special privilege. I was like, see, at least white people get white privilege in the US. I'm Egyptian. I should get Egyptian privilege when yeah. I'm in Egypt. And it didn't even happen. They're like, you're a foreigner. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm not a foreigner. Like, I speak better Arabic than you. Your mother's a whore. And that's how he got kicked. And that's the story about how I got kicked out of the Egyptian museum. But yeah, no, I was...
You really told him his mother's a whore?
I did not. I said something very similar, and he was not happy. And I paid full price.
Wow. That almost puts a damper on...
Yeah. But the point is...
And then I killed the guy. Well, no, I didn't. I apologized and went home.
I apologized immediately and paid for his injuries. Oh, my goodness. No, but yeah, that was terrible. I did not stand up for my rights then. But I encourage you all to stand up for your rights.
I really want to marry a fob, though.
Oh, my God. Okay. Why?
I definitely want to marry a fob. Fobs.
What's the appeal?
They're amazing.
I asked for the appeal. I'm waiting for the appeal.
That's the appeal. They're amazing.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. So, Jimmy,
Egyptian women are amazing in a sense, like, God damn it, Sandman. You ruined my train of thought. You ask a man a question and you just...
All right, let me re-ask the question.
No, I heard the question. What's the appeal? And I can't...
What exactly?
The appeal is... No, I can think of the appeal. Okay. One, I think they're very attractive. Two,
okay.
They're attractive. And then,
that's kind of tied to number one, so...
It's kind of tied to number one. And then three is just... They're okay with me being a lazy piece of shit.
Oh, dear God.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean... It's... They'll be okay with that. The Egyptian women could tolerate anything, and I'm pretty hard to tolerate, to be quite honest.
God damn it.
So Egyptian women will... I need someone who has a high strength for bullshit.
That's why they hire women from the third world to like be nurses for the terminally ill who just constantly shit themselves. It's like yeah. They've seen some shit. They've dealt with some lazy assholes their entire lives. So this is nothing new for them. Yeah. Oh my goodness, dude. I'm going to take a poor woman out of a terrible country.
An amazing country.
Oh my God.
By the way,
Egypt is not an amazing
Egypt
country.
Egypt is an amazing country.
I beg to differ.
Oh, really? Have you seen Sharm el Sheikh?
I have.
Have you seen the Dimardesh?
I have.
Have you seen Masr Sudan?
Yes.
Have you seen Masr Gedida?
Yes.
Oh, fuck you.
I've also been to the Sa'id. I've also been to the Gharda'a. I've been to the Red
Sandman.
I'm glad you cut yourself, but thank you for trying. Yes.
You know what, Sandman?
Yes, Jimmy. I'm listening.
Like, you can't say Egypt is a terrible country.
I definitely can.
No, you can't.
I walked down...
Tell me why it's terrible.
I walked down in July eating a bag of chips during a religious time, and I was looked at as if I was murdering... As if I was clubbing baby seals in the street.
Oh, poor baby felt uncomfortable for a few minutes.
No, I was... fearing for my life because I was eating a bag of chips.
I don't know. That doesn't sound convincing to me.
I'm also not sure if you're aware that you don't necessarily have, since you're an Egyptian citizen like I am.
No, I'm not an Egyptian citizen, actually. Well, then, I don't have,
it's different.
Unfortunately.
I'm an Egyptian citizen. So if I fuck around out there and cause some shit, the U.S. government's going to be like, yeah, he's one of ours, but he's also one of yours. And we'd like to get rid of as much as you guys as possible. So y'all go ahead and hold on to him.
Man, I want a dual citizenship, but I have to live in Egypt for 10 years.
No, you don't. Your dad is Egyptian. He can get you certified.
Which I don't talk to my dad.
I understand, but I'm saying if that's what you want, or your mom could probably do it, as long as she has your birth certificate.
Yeah, we have my birth certificate.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest birth certificate I've ever seen.
They'll probably be super racist to your mom.
Yeah.
They'll be like, we need a man to file this. God damn it. Because it won't be any American people working there, because they'll be great. They'll be like, oh yes, my man, we're going to file that for you. But it's going to just be it's going to be an Egyptian guy who has a cigarette in the office and does not care. He's just like, yeah, where's your husband? He needs to file this.
Where is your mail? Where is your designated mail?
Yeah. Wait, ma'am, excuse me. How are you out of the house by yourself?
Yeah. It's literally impossible for a woman to go outside without a man.
Ma'am, I need to see your permit immediately. Yeah. This is not good.
Yeah. Do you have proper authorization to be here without mail?
God damn it. Let me see your ID. Oh, ma'am, this is strike 3. Okay, we'll have to lash you 3 times in the middle of the street.
Khalid, we have stray. Show her bunkers until men come claim her.
What happens if no man claims her? This is actually a kill shelter. Yeah, if no man claims her within about 1 week, we usually go outside and we put one through her head. Nice, easy, clean. And, that's it. It's clean. God damn it, man. They have such a shitty life. Also, that's why it's such a terrible country.
You guys should
Women are second-class citizens.
Yeah.
People who are a religion other than the major religion. God damn, I'm like trying so hard to like step around these PC issues. People who do not support the main religion of the region are severely persecuted, as can be seen by several bombings of places of worship on designated holidays. God damn, this sounds like an NPR fucking announcement.
We want to be as apolitical as possible. However,
this is not true. We will be getting extremely political later on. This is just not the time to do it.
Yeah. We want to get you guys comfortable first.
Before we fuck your shit up.
Also, be prepared for a lot of dark comedy, dark humor, which we tend to do a lot of. Yeah. So
we are in the middle of writing some material for stand-up, so we might try some jokes out. If they feel a little dark, we're going to keep them in because we know you like the dark humor, but...
Well, if you're still listening to us, like, 10 episodes in, you obviously like the dark humor. There's no question about it.
You're obviously an absolute psychopath. Yeah. So. Oh, my goodness. All right, man. So, back to the topic at hand, Egyptians.
So, but the only problem with Egyptian women, mm-hmm. is that, here's the thing, every Egyptian woman.
Everyone, okay.
I mean, well, I don't want to say everyone. I want to say...
The ones who are from Egypt, that's the ones.
No, I want to say all in general, and then like take like a third of that population. 25%, right?
A third would be 33%.
33%. You take a 33% out of that 100%.
That would just be 33%. That's how statistics work.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So anyway...
So 33% of these women.
Well, let's just put it this way.
Oh, my goodness.
Some Egyptian women do this, and some Egyptian women don't do this.
It started out as all. But go on.
So some...
Oh, my God.
Women always...
Give you a percentage on the some that do and some that don't.
Always let themselves go after the wedding. And for me, I mean, I'm planning on staying in shape if... I ever end up with someone, I'm not going to end up with anybody. Obviously, I'm a player for life.
Dear God, Jimmy.
I'm a player for life.
That's so. The reason, correct?
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, they always let themselves go. And then, you know, like, I always look at, like, people who have been married for, like, 10 years. And I'm like, God, you got to wake up to that every morning? That? Like, why?
Well, see, but and that's then, a product of their own culture.
And then I sit there and think, like, damn, you have to see her naked?
Ooh. I mean, by that point, I don't even think they really do.
I'm also very shallow, by the way, just so you guys know. Ridiculously shallow.
I honestly don't know how I ended up being the less shallow one of the two. I'm very shallow. That's fine.
I am ridiculously shallow.
But no, like, here's the thing, though. That's, like, cultural as well. And it's, like, it's not even all of them do. But the some that do, it's because, you know, the Egyptian mindset, at least back home culturally, it was not to do this. Give me a second.
Yeah, and they had to get along without weed. I wonder what youth was like for them.
Yeah, a lot of horny emotions.
Yeah.
And, they couldn't have
sex.
Yeah, zero outlet.
No wonder people are getting into fights on the subways in Egypt just trying to get on.
No, see, but here's the thing. I mean, that's overcrowding. That's a whole separate issue. That's getting political, we'll gladly dip into that in a later episode.
It's their animal instincts coming out, man.
Well, yeah, it's all competition. That's the point. Overcrowding leads to competition.
No weed. Well, there's weed, but I mean,
the hashish is terrible, though, honestly.
Yeah.
But back to the topic at hand. Oh, yes. It's kind of cultural because, like, their whole push is for, like, to get married. And especially before you're, like, 25, 26, they're pushing really hard for you to get married. And then from there, it's, like, the moment you get married, there is no, like, and obviously there is a honeymoon, but there is no, like, honeymoon period where it's, like, oh, they're going to get to know each other or travel. Everyone's immediately starting to, like, pressure you into, like, oh, how are you? How long are before you have kids?
Yeah.
When are you having kids? When are you doing this? So when she starts having kids, and they also have a lot. Like, I mean, your family only having two, that's very on the low end in terms of Egyptians, low key. Like,
that's because my parents hated each other.
Well, that's a whole different topic. But, so, I mean.
Also, they regretted, like, I mean, come on. They were not happy with the two that they got. They're like, we're not going to make any more.
Like, after Jimmy? Yeah. Like, that is horrific.
Yeah.
They tried to redo it, but...
No, the reason why Egyptians have so many kids is because there's no birth control out there.
No, there is, but they don't know how to use it because there is no sex ed.
There's
so
no condoms.
There's a, no.
Try finding a condom.
It's difficult because they also don't preach about that, but they're also... You can go to the pharmacies and get condoms and pills, but they don't know how to use them because they're also, like, when they come here, I've heard a lot of, like, stories where they don't know how to use it and they get pregnant and then they continue to use it while they're pregnant. And I'm like, you guys really have no idea, like, what's going on because they don't really get taught that in school.
Wait,
they're just
continue
taught,
using the condom while they're pregnant?
No, not the condom, the pills. And so they're like, they mess up taking it and then they get pregnant and then they just continue taking it, like, while they're pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God. And so they, like, don't know how to use it. And on top of that, they're not really taught about it. And they really only have sex to procreate. So, like, they really only, like, mess around to have kids.
Really?
And that's, yeah.
You
because,
don't think they,
no,
like...
No, because, like, if you read the statistics, there's something like 90% of, like, the older generation, like, our parents and even their parents before them, it's like 90% of the women are, like, circumcised. And if they don't have, and if they don't have, like, the clitoris and they're not enjoying sex, like, they're just doing it to, like, please the man.
Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's done to, like, control them and make them not cheat. That's literally, like, the reason.
Yeah, no.
And it's not, that's more cultural. It's more of, like, a religious thing for another religion, but culturally they do it. So even the Christian women had it done. And it's terrible because, you know, obviously... It leads to terrible sex lives. And people just...
Yeah.
There also isn't really divorce in our culture. So people stay in crappy marriages and they don't really... They just kind of make it work because they have to, if that makes sense. So
see, that's why I don't want to get married.
Yeah. Terrible. But also on top of all of that... So they're not getting exercise that way. And on top of that, the women are usually, like, staying in their homes. Because if they're not... You know, if they're normal or, like... normal gender roles and they're, like, conservative, they're going to abide by them. And so the woman will stay in the house. And
they stay in the house because there's a lot of sexual harassment that goes on.
Oh, yeah. It's the number. I think it's. Oh, yeah. That's a point of pride. Egypt has voted like number one in sexual harassment and tourism. It is horrific. Like,
yeah, no, during
it is bad.
During the riots, there was a news reporter. I don't know where she was from. She was either from CNN or MSNBC, one of those. She was out there reporting and she got it sexually harassed.
Can you imagine?
That's terrible, though. That's really bad.
Can you imagine, like, literally on live TV, some guy's like, hey, baby, how you doing? Hey,
no,
you
want to come back to me? Like, no, it wasn't that. They started, like, grabbing her, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, they're very aggressive.
Yeah, no, it was bad, dude. Like, it was terrible. Like, I was...
Can you imagine him just starting to hit on the girl, though, like, in the middle of the live broadcast? She's like, reporting live from Cairo, Egypt. Hey, baby, how you doing? you want to learn about the real Cairo, Egypt?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
No, when I was in Egypt, I hung out with... like my cousin's friends.
Yeah.
And I've seen him like go up to these European girls and like hit on them, but it was like in such a weird way. Egyptians don't know how to flirt.
They do not at all.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it's really weird. But I also think Europeans don't know how to flirt either.
So. Well, Europeans are a lot more free, but you like Egyptians are a lot more aggressive just because that's the culture. Like, the men will take the, you know, it's kind of like the funny stereotype of like that region where it's like, oh, let me trade your daughter for like 17 goats.
Yeah.
Like, no, my daughter is easily worth 3 cows. Like, or whatever sort of barter system they use. It's kind of like that, where it's just like second class citizens. But getting back to my point, since we're running out of time. Oh, fuck you, Jimmy. I lost my train of thought.
Fucking sad, man.
No, but so they don't leave their house, one for sexual harassment, but also because they don't really. They don't have jobs, so they stay at home and, you know, to raise the kids. And if you're having 4 or 5 kids and you're having them, like, in a row, because a lot of them have them in a row, so they'll have, like, 5 kids within, like, 7, 8, 9 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And from there, like, they just won't have time, and so they're going to, you know, obviously keep a little bit of weight on throughout that, and so they're obviously not having sex, and so it's really hurtful for their self-esteem. It's hurtful for their, like, physical attraction, whatever, like... It's really not their fault how they look. And a lot of them still do keep it in shape.
What if we end up being like the voice of change in Egypt?
There's riots. There's women just burning their bras in the middle of like Tahrir Square. They're just like, save the clitoris. No more genital mutilation. Do not circumcise our girls. Like,
Jimmy and Sandman for president.
Can you imagine? They just have pictures. Like, they make the t-shirts and it's just half set. That makes so great. Half set
becomes the symbol of our party.
Yeah. It becomes the symbol for change everywhere. Oh, man. No, that would be great. Especially in this time where it's like everyone's kind of... thinking about change and thinking about how our world can kind of get better, especially in terms of racism and sexism and all that. Like, it'd be nice to be, you know, engine of that in a sense.
I mean, okay.
You're the one who literally just said, what if we're the voice of change?
It's too much responsibility. I'm terrified.
First of all, the name is Sandman, Jimmy. Second of all,
okay, we're gonna have
you're to- the one who requested this responsibility. We're not recording. We're almost done.
We're gonna have to edit that out. I was so good too until like the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. They made it this far. They deserve to know who we are.
No.
There's a little freestyle poetry for y'all. So stay tuned.
Wait, what? Who's doing poetry?
No, I said, if they stay tuned this far, they deserve to know who we are.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a nice little, you know, freestyle rhyme for them. Keep them hooked, keep them interested, get them coming back.
So, you don't think Giddu and Teta were alone in the
They were absolutely not.
Feeling listen, a little listen, frisky, let me tell you something. And then they just,
let me tell you something. Know. Let me tell you something. I lived 11 people in a 2-bedroom apartment. Me, my 3 sisters, 2 of my grandparents, my parents... my aunt, my uncle, and my cousin in a 2-bedroom apartment. I can tell you that for those 3 years and for the subsequent 11 years where my aunt and uncle left, there was zero boning happening in
Are
any
you
of those places.
Sure about
198%
that?
198% certain. I will bet my life you and my life savings on
that. Okay, there was. Did you guys ever leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Then. They were always there. They were never alone at home. My dad worked 100%. All right, join us next time where we speak about...